Today's daf is Maseches Bav Metzia. Daf Samech Beis, or daf, contains one of the headline ethical dilemmas in all of Shas, with Rabbi Akiva disagreeing with Ben Petora on how to resolve the case. We have two people traveling very far from civilization. One of the two has a water bottle, and if they both would share that water bottle and drink, each one having some of it, they will both surely die. But if one drinks the water bottle, presumably the one who is the owner of the water bottle, he will survive. Ben Petora held, Mutav sheyishtu shneihem, both of them should split it, they should both drink, v'yamutu, and they're both going to die as a result. Ve'al yir'eh echad mehem b'mitato shel chaveiro, one shouldn't have to see his friend dying. Rabbi Akiva invoked the verse from Vayikra Perachavei, Pasuk Lamedva, v'chei achicha imach, a brother should live with you, which is dealing with helping somebody in financial need. But the language of Achai is teaching something even broader. Chayecha kodmin l'chayi chavercha, that your life comes before the life of your fellow. And from none other than Rabbi Akiva, who famously said, V'havta l'reicha kamocha zeklal gadol b'torah, to love your fellow as yourself. This is the great principle of the Torah. Yes, we have to love others as we love ourselves, but a person's own survival and self-preservation comes first. To quote Rav Kahn in his book, The Crowns and the Letters, page 332, is Rabbi Akiva, who believed passionately in the value of life, just as he believed passionately in the value of altruism, could not accept the notion that altruism might cause the death of both travelers in the desert. He had seen enough death in his lifetime and taught his students that if you can walk out of the desert alive, it is your obligation to do so. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, they point out that although we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva from a legal and ethical point of view, we should try to have in our hearts the approach of Ben Petora, to have that sensitivity and pain for one's fellow Jew. Here's the incredible words of Rav Simcha Banim Peshischa, quoted in the Sefer Kol Mevaser, in Chelek Beis, in Bava Metzia, Amar Rabunim, Schusi Again Aleinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabunim, Peshischa, we learn from him, Im Kain, he said, Kevan, Shehaisa, Havamina, Begemar, Shishtu Shneim, since there was a thought, there was an opinion, there was an approach, that we might have said that both of them should split the water, Al Kol Panim, nevertheless, Tzarich Liot Zot Bilibo, Shel Adam Sheratzel Asotkin, he's saying that it's true that we don't follow that opinion. It was just a havamina. We don't follow that approach that both of them split it. But nevertheless, you should have it in your heart. You should have that empathy. You should feel the pain what the other person is going to have to go through. You can't do it because you have to self-preserve. You have to feel, if I could, if the conclusion would be different, if the halacha would be different, then of course that's what I would want to do. Interesting to note that some achronim learned Rabbi Akiva's opinion more openly, a bit more liberally, you could say, to conclude. It says, as long as one person survives in the story, the water bottle owner could decide. It's his, so he should take it for himself, but if he decides to give it to his fellow, the other person can survive as long as one is surviving. As well, Rav Kook wrote in Shal Sechuvos Mishpat Kohen, Kuf Mem Gimel, that this whole concept and this principle of Chai Behem does not apply when it comes to Hilchot Milchama, because we're dealing with Tzibur, we're dealing with the congregation, we're not dealing with the individual. When we're dealing with the upholding and the living of the nation, the individual has to be ready to put themselves in harm's way. And finally, an incredible read of this idea of Rabbi Akiva in a passage from Elie Wiesel in his book Sages and Dreamers, page 240. And he said, I love Rabbi Akiva. I love him for his humanity, for his passion for study. I love him for his love of the Jewish people. His argument with Ben Petura on the duties and obligations of friendship, his decision teaches us something important. When the surviving friend emerges from the desert, he's no longer alone. He's saying, V'chei achicha imach, which means where Rabbi Akiva's learning it as, you have to live, you have to choose to live. Chayecha kodmin. It's Elie Wiesel saying, V'chei achicha imach. After everything that Elie Wiesel went through, all the death that he witnessed, he's no longer alone. He will have to live two lives, his own and that of his dead friend.